This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is in my assessment probably the name that we are most attached to. This name you're extremely attached to on a daily basis, number of times. Every day, with no exception. If you're a Muslim, with no exception, you're attached to this name every single day, a number of times. 17 times a day, at least. It's a name that you're attached to all the time. The name that I chose for today is Ismullah al-Hadi. Ismullah al-Hadi, the grantor of guidance. In Arabic, the word hidayah means al-dalalatu ala al-tariqi birifqa. It is for you to be guided to the way tenderly. It's a tender guidance of a path, of a way. الدلالة على الطريق برفق. And the Arabs, when they say a dalil, when they say the word dalil, they're usually talking about someone who is a hadi, someone who's a guider, someone who will take you on the route. If you don't know where you're going, they will allow you to arrive where you go. So whenever you say the word hadi or hidayah, it is attached immediately with a path. There has to be a path. They come together. Wallahu yaqulu al-haqq wa huwa yahdi as-sabeel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the truth and He will guide you the way. So what is the definition of Ismullah al-Hadi? Huwa alladhi yulhimu kulla makhluqin ma yuslihu ma'ishatahu wa yadullu 'ala al-khayr. He is the one who will inspire every creature to perform the actions that will benefit themselves, and He is the one who will guide and show what is khayr, what is benefit, what is good. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, you don't find the word al-hadi like that, but you find the word had. Four times, وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَاد. Four times in the Quran. Those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguide will not find someone to grant them guidance. And once, وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَاد. And every group of people has someone who will grant them guidance. I'm going to give some examples of his guidance, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, al-hidayatul amma, general guidance. You see, Musa alayhi salam, when he was asked by Fir'aun, qala faman rabbukuma ya Musa, who is your Lord, Musa? Qala rabbuna alladhi a'ta kulla shay'in khalqahu thumma hada. He is the one who gave everything its creation, its form. He created everything, gave them their form. ثم هدى, and then He granted them guidance. Now was Musa alayhi salam's answer an answer that ended the discussion? Well, think about it. وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى. He predestined everything, and then He guided everything. Look at the animal world. Look at birds. Sometimes they migrate 12,000 miles. And they know exactly where to go every single season, to lay eggs, to raise their young ones, and they go somewhere back again. Look at bees. They send out one bee to go to find out where there's going to be pollen. He comes back, communicates with them. And then they all go, and they bring the pollen, they come back, and they put it in their hives. Have you ever seen how ants structure their houses? Each ant knows exactly what it's doing. Whether it's a digger, whether it takes out the garbage, whether it goes in and brings food, whether it's defending the colony. Every single one knows what it's doing. How do they know all this? Why is it that every single animal, every single insect seems to know how to function? They're just born like that. By the way, everything is born within a couple of minutes of its birth. It's ready to stand up and start doing its job, except the human being. It's years before we figure out what we're here to do. Everything else is much quicker, much easier. Have you thought of your lymphatic system? When a virus or a toxin or a bacteria or an antibody enters your body, how is it that these little cells know exactly what to do? They come, they take it in. Not only do they kill it, they take some evidence from it and then they put it on top. So next time it comes in, they know who it is. Like, yeah, we know him. We've dealt with him before. Regardless of how you understand these things came to be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pre-programmed every single living thing to be able to arrive at a level of guidance that allows it to do that, to find its way, to know its path, to serve its purpose, and to take care of itself. He guided everything So do you think Musa answered properly? أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Did you do that, Fir'aun? No, you didn't. You look at everything you see. It's alive, and the reason, and it has its hidayah. So it knows what it's doing. The other type of hidayah, هَدَى لِلْإِيمَانِ. He guided towards believing in Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards faith. In many different ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did it. بَلِلَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ. He did it personally. He is the one who will remind you of His favors upon you, guiding you to Iman. He did it by inspiring you. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. He inspired the nafs to know what is bad for it and what is good for it. You're born, you know what is right and what is wrong. The moment you make a mistake, they detect it. A polygraph will know if you lied. Why? Because you know it's wrong. Because you were guided way early on to know that that wasn't a right thing. I should have done that. That's wrong. How do you know that? Why is it that we know? Lying isn't good, and stealing and harming. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from Adam alayhi salam all his dhurriya, and he told them, am I not your Lord? And they said, yes, you are. He said, well, be witness. So you don't come to me يوم القيامة and say, I didn't know. Say, يوم القيامة, no one told us anything about this. It's in your fitrah, you know. That subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا. No one knows you more than you. You know it all. You know it all. If we choose to lie up to ourselves, it's easier. It makes life easier to live when we lie to ourselves, when we believe our own lies, that we're better than we actually are, that we're more sincere than we actually are, that we're nicer and kinder and much more honest than we actually are. But we know. We have basira, we have insight on ourselves. He guaranteed we would have it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we choose to cloud that ourselves, that's our choice. He guided us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the Qur'an. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ. Indeed, this book will guide you to that which will allow you to serve your purpose the best. لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ. Allow you to stand and do your job the best. Another type of hidayah, he guided us to get more iman. This is specific, to get more. وَيَزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا هُدَى. So you got some guidance, and He will increase those who have guidance in guidance. He will increase you in guidance. وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدَى. And those who were granted guidance, He will increase them in guidance. When He spoke about Ahlul Kahf, إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدَنَاهُمْ هُدَى. They believed in Allah, we increased them in their guidance. A fourth type of guidance, He'll guide you to Jannah. And when you're in Jannah, you will admit it. You will say, وَقَالُوا أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِي لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. All praises to Allah that He guided us to this. And had He not guided us to this, we would have never found guidance to arrive here. It's all Him. He guided us to this, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some examples. All right, some examples. He guided you and I, didn't He? You're sitting right here right now. You're in the masjid, you're in His house. You could have been anywhere else. It's 4:50 in the morning. It's 4:50 in the morning, and you're sitting, you're not in your home. And you're sitting in a place where there's no food, and there's no dancing, and there's no form of fun. And you have work in a few hours, but you're here. Who is the one who on the eve of Ramadan calls upon his servants, come to me. Come to me, my servants, and we all come running to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who does that besides Al-Hadi, subhanahu wa ta'ala, himself? Who is the one who opened the hearts of all of us before Ramadan and allow us to come and sit and make dua way more, 1,500 times more than we did before Ramadan, to the point we almost did nothing. And then suddenly we're here every single night for long hours. Al-Hadi, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He granted it to you and I. Remember your own story. How did you find Hidayah? You were born like this? Was I born like this? Or did He subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this Hidayah? But it could go away. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِهَادِ الْعُمْيِ عَنْ ضَلَالَتِهِمْ. You cannot guide the ones who have been blinded from their misguidance. You could be. You probably deal with people like that a lot. You fear to be amongst themselves. How does He guide subhanahu wa ta'ala? What are ways? Sometimes it's a process. It takes time. Look at Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. It was a process. It took time for almost 6 years. He hated Islam at the beginning. And then one day he was persecuting a young girl who was a Muslim. And he got tired from Yani hitting her. This is how Yani barbaric he was at the beginning of all this. فَقَدْ أُنْظُرْ كَيْفَ أَتَعْبَكَ اللَّهُ وَقَوَّانِ. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me strength and you're all tired now. قَدْ فَوَقَعَ الْإِسْلَامُ أَوَّلَ مَا وَقَعَ فِي قَلْبِي. It was the first time Islam ever touched my heart. I'm like, wow, she has more strength in her than I do. And then one day he's going around, years after that, he's walking around the Kaaba because he was bored, he didn't know what to do. And the Prophet ﷺ is reciting the Quran and he's listening. And he's running when he's away from the Prophet on the other side of the Kaaba. He's doing it really quickly. And then when he's walking beside the Prophet, he slows down so he can listen. And then he goes it really quickly. But he doesn't want the Prophet to know. He wants to hear. And Isa is reading Surah Al-Haqqah. Mal Haqqah. Wa ma adraka mal Haqqah. Kadhabat Thamud. Beautiful surah. He's going through it. And Umar is listening and he's being moved by this. And he's saying to himself at some point, what is this? What is this? What is he saying? This must be poetry. And then the Prophet ﷺ at that point was saying, وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ. It's not the words of a poet. قَلِيلًا مَّا تُؤْمِنُونَ. But you don't want to believe. So he told himself that he must be a sorcerer. And he has some abilities. وَلَا بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنٍ. قَلِيلًا مَّا تَذَكَّرُونَ. He's not a sorcerer, but you don't want to reflect. So Umar himself is saying, so what is this? قَالَ تَنزِيلٌ مِّن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. It is descendant upon Allah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon his Prophet. قَالَ فَوَقَعَ فِي قَلْبِي. But what is this? Is he listening to me? And then he walks away. And it's only until he finally goes and he wants to kill the Prophet ﷺ, and he's diverted by Ibn Mas'ud and goes to his sister's house and he finds them reading the Quran. He slaps his sister. Blood comes down. He feels bad about himself. He sits down. She tells him, do you actually want to read? He says, yes. He says, go, take a shower and come back with tahara. He comes back, he reads, Taha ma anzalna alayka al-Quran al-tashqa. He goes, says, la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. It was a process though. It took time for him to do it. Sometimes he'll do it with one... Yani glance of an eye. Just you see something and you become mu'min. Husayn ibn Salam was one of the great Jewish scholars of Medina. And when the Prophet ﷺ finally arrived there, he said, okay, my son, he's talking to his son, let's go and let's prove this man to be a fraud. We have all the questions and we have all the answers from the Torah. We will prepare a number of questions, we will ask him, he will fail, and we will prove to everyone that he is not who he claims to be. So they prepare all night, they're staying up until Fajr, preparing these questions. 7-8 hours, they have the question, the kid is carrying the paper. The Prophet ﷺ finishes his fajr, he goes home. And Husayn is waiting for him to do it. Once he sees him enter his home, he goes. He takes his son. They knock on the door. The son is standing there. They're rehearsing. We start with this, we do this next, we ask him this third. The Prophet ﷺ opens the door, he looks, he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa annaka rasuluhu. He looks at the face of the Prophet ﷺ. His son says, Ya Abu, Ya Abati, ma fa'alt, what are you doing? فَقَالَ يَا بُنَيْ مَا هَذَا بِوَجْهِ كَذَّابٍ. This is not the face of someone who would lie. Sometimes he will grant you guidance with something you hear. Lumad al-Hizdi was a person who claimed he could take care of jinn, take jinn out of you, like many people do. He can take out of jinn, that's what he thought he could do. So he was told, go, Muhammad is someone who is sick in Mecca, he has jinn inside of him. They are mocking the Prophet ﷺ. So Lumad goes, يَقُولُ فِي نَفْسِهِ لَعَلِّي أَنْ أُجَرَ لَعَلِّي أَنْ أَرْحَمَ هَذَا الرَّجَلُ أُرْحَمَ بِهِ. I will go, maybe I'll take care of him, I'll help him out. The poor guy, he's sick. So he comes to the Prophet ﷺ, telling him, oh, we heard that you have jinn in you. And what? He's talking to Sayyid al-Khalq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet ﷺ very respectfully, okay, how would you hear from me first before this goes? قَالَ قُلْ فَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ أَحْمَدُهُ وَإِسْتَعِينُهُ وَأُؤْمِنُ بِهِ وَأَتَوَكَّلُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَبَعْد. And you want to say something, you want to continue. So Dhumad is أَعِدْهَا عَلَيْهِ. Say that again. فأعادها صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأؤمن به وأتوكل عليه وبعد. He wants to continue, wants to tell him about Islam. قال أعد علي يا أخ العرب. Please say it again. فأعادها الثالثة فقال ضماد أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأنك رسوله وما بك مس ولا جن. There's nothing wrong with you. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. Sometimes you can do it with the word. See, I told you at the beginning that you're extremely attached to the name, right? We have to read a surah every single prayer. Every single prayer. If you don't read it, there's no prayer for you. If you stand up and you say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alif Lam Mim, your prayer doesn't count. You could read all of Baqarah. It doesn't count. You have to repeat it. You could read the whole Quran if you like. If you do not read the Fatiha at the beginning, it doesn't count. Every rak'ah. You think when you're doing a khatma, you would read the Fatiha once and then continue. No, every rak'ah you say Fatiha again. طيب يا رب, I already did it at the beginning. Do it again. يا رب, I'm at the end of the Quran. Do it again. Every time you stand, you will. The first thing coming out of your mouth will say, "Be Fatiha." Why? What do we ask him? What do we look for? Irhamna, Ya Rab, grant us mercy. Ighfir lana, grant us forgiveness, Ya Rab. Urzuqna, grant us provision. What are we asking Him every single prayer? We ask Him something that is limitless. Something that is limitless, it's not limited. There's no limit to hidayah. That's why every day, 17 times at least, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. You live with this name every day, you're asking, guide me. Okay, I guided you. Ya Rab, guide me again. Guide me more. More guidance. There's no limit to how guided you can be. And if you understand the concept, then you will walk out of every prayer looking for guidance, looking to be even more guided than you actually are. Never having enough. There's never a limit. There's never enough guidance. There's enough rizq. At a certain point, you don't need anymore. I have more than what I need. Mercy, I've had enough mercy. I have enough forgiveness. I have no more dhunub. What are you going to forgive? It's over. But there's never enough hidayah. Never enough hidayah. You can always be guided more. You can always make that path straighter. That path can always be made straighter. Sirat can always be a straight path. A bit more, a bit more. You're not perfect on it. Ihdina, ihdina, every single day. يقول صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم في الحديث الذي يرويه الإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند حسن يقول ضرب الله مثلا صراطا مستقيما بجانبه سور فيه أبواب مفتحة عليه ستور مرخاء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an example. He says, a sirat mustaqim, a straight path. On the side are walls, and the walls are open doors, and on top of the doors are curtains. وعلى رأس الصراط وعلى رأس الصراط داع يقول أيها الناس ادخلوا الصراط جميعا ولا تتعوجوا. At the end of the sirat, there is someone standing there, and he's calling a caller. He's saying, everyone, enter this sirat and walk straight on the path, and don't go right or left. ومن فوق الصراط, and someone standing on top, يقول إذا أراد أن يفتح الباب. When one of the people who are walking on the sirat want to go and open one of the doors that have the curtains, لا ويحك لا تفتح فإنك إن دخلته ولجته. Beware, do not open it. If you open, you will enter, and if you enter, you will keep on going. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم فالصراط الإسلام, the path is Islam. والستور حدود الله, and the curtains are the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, this is what you do, what you don't do. والأبواب محارم الله, and the doors is haram on the other side of it. والداعي, the guy standing at the end calling upon you, كتاب الله, the book of Allah. والداعي على رأس الصراط كتاب الله. والداعي من فوقه واعظ الله في قلب كل مسلم. And the one standing on top is the conscience that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in the heart of every Muslim, reminding you before you make your mistake. صلى الله عليه وسلم, الحديث الذي رواه البخاري, says, قال خط رسول الله خطا مربعا. He was sitting amongst the Sahaba, and he had a stick, so he made a drawing on in the dirt. So he made like a rectangle or a square. قال ثم خط من وسطه خطا خارجا عنه. And then he made a straight line from the middle of the square going outside of the square. قال ثم جعل من وسطه من جانبه خططا صغيرة من وسطه إلى جانبه. And then around beside the straight line that is going out, all these smaller lines that are connecting with that straight line. ثم قال هذا الإنسان, this is the human being. وَهَذَا أَجَلُهُ مُحِيطٌ بِهِ, and this is his life, this is how long he's going to live. وَهَذَا الْخَطُّ الْخَارِجُ عَنْهُ أَمَلُهُ, and what's going outside of the box is what he hopes to live. His hopes, what he wants. It's outside of how long he's going to live. وَهَذِهِ الْخُطُوءُ الْأَعْرَاضُ, and these small little lines that are hitting the line in the middle are the difficulties of life. فَإِنْ أَخْطَأَهُ هَذَا نَهَشَهُ هَذَا وَإِنْ أَخْطَأَهُ هَذَا نَهَشَهُ هَذَا. If this one doesn't hit you, the other one will. If that one doesn't, another one will. And you're walking on this sirat. You're walking on the sirat. How do you live with Ismullah al-Hadi? I have two things for you to think of. Number one, live what you say 17 times a day. Live it. You ask Him every day, Ya Rab, ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim. Every day you say 17 times. Be honest about what you're asking Him for. If you truly want it, then go out and seek it. You see, dua without action doesn't really mean much. If you truly want, if you're truly asking Him for hidayah and you want hidayah, then every day, the number one thing you are looking for when you walk out of your house is a bit more guidance. You're hoping to be guided today a bit more than you were yesterday. And then tomorrow you have more guidance than you have today, and so on and so forth. And every day you're being guided more until you arrive at His door, subhanahu wa ta'ala, finally. You see, Islam is basically a path that you start walking. You start it in dunya, and it keeps on going until you're standing in front of the doors of Jannah. There's no end to this. That's where the path ends. Even in, when we talk about Akhirah, what is the path that you walk on top of Jannah? What is it called? The Sirat, the same thing. It's as if whatever you do in this dunya, how you walk the Sirat of this dunya, you'll walk the Sirat of Al-Akhirah. If you were quick, if you were gracious, if you were focused, then you'll find yourself the same thing on that Sirat. And if on this one you're falling left and right and making mistakes and falling back, then it'll be the same thing on that one. Until you arrive at Bab al-Jannah. If you are serious about wanting Hidayah, about living with His name Al-Hadi, subhanahu wa ta'ala, acknowledging that He guides everything, then ask for guidance and go seek it. An increase in guidance. Yani, but what the scholars used to say before every dars, I've heard this so many times, it's turned into a cliche. They would say, Allahumma, allimna ma yanfa'una. Teach us what is beneficial for us. Wa anfa'na bima 'allamtana. And benefit us with what you taught us. Man izdada 'ilman wa lam yazdad hudan. He who increases in knowledge and does not increase in guidance, lam yazdad min Allah illa bu'da. Only increases from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being far and farther away. Everything you take is supposed to increase your guidance so you can see the path clearer. So the path that you walk on is more straight. So you know the end of it more. So everything around it is clear. There's no black spots that are dark where you don't know what's coming. You can see it all because the path is 100% clear. And you can always be clear. It can always be clear. That's the first way to live with His name. Seek that which you ask for every day. Al-Huda. Number two. Ihdiant. May He use you as a means of Hidayah. May He use you, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a means of Hidayah. Wallahi, there is nothing better in life than for you and I to work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Work for Him. You are employed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the work of al-anbiya alayhim as-salatu wa-salam. This is their job. They're employed by Allah. Go and offer people guidance. Understanding that innaka la tahdi man ahbabta walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. Knowing that you will not guide those whom you love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide whom He wants based on His wisdom, His knowledge of what they are doing. But you are, be a door of guidance. Be someone who is offering guidance and work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so you can be paid and rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم لأن يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا خير لك من حمر النعم وفي رواية خير لك من الدنيا وما فيها. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can guide one person with you, one person is better than owning the world. If you can just guide one person, because that's what He does subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is al-Hadi, and if He chooses to, subhanallah. Wallahi, one of my teachers used to say, Yabni, every time you sit and you teach Quran or you say something, when you're done, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him for allowing you to do that. And tell Him, Ya Rab, do not use anyone else. Ya Rab, don't substitute me, Ya Rab. Don't substitute me and then grant guidance through someone else and put me aside and I'm no longer a door of guidance. Ya Rab, use me, Ya Rab. Use everyone, but make sure you use me. Don't stop using me, Ya Rab. Every time you sit down and you say something of khair, you pray a prayer, you teach a lesson, or you do a reminder, turn to Allah and say, Ya Rab, thank you. Ya Rab, lak alhamd, you used me for guidance. Alhamdulillah. What could be better than that? I am the door of guidance that He is. Al-Hadi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yahdi min khilali. He's doing hidayah through me. Like all the prophets before me. Beautiful, beautiful concept. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث آخر أو في الأثر أحب عبادي إلي من رد إلي ضالا. The servants I love the most are the ones who return to me someone who's gone astray. Someone who's walking, who's misguided, who's completely lost. You take them by the hand and you help them find their path again. Those are the ones I love the most. Live with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Hadi. By being truthful to what you ask Him 17 times a day and actually go and get hidayah and increase in guidance every day and make sure that that's how you live your life. And then be the door of guidance for others. Guide others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use you. Ask Him, Ramadan, Ya Rab, use me. You know, abuse me, allow me, increase me in my knowledge, increase me in my effort, and use me for hidayah of others so that you can hold on to my own hidayah. I hope that was beneficial. Subhanakallah, bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.